Yes, my guys, welcome back to Inside AFTV. This is episode 2. Obviously, we had Ty and Lee on the first episode. They opened my first ever podcast show and they were great. But now I have two other legends, big people in the game. For me, they're pioneers. Oh, they are. Boy. We can talk about, we've got Don Robbie here with me today. And we've got Pippa Monique as well. Hey. Pioneers, happy to be here. What's going on?
Here's the pioneer.
No, you're a pioneer. Women's football, women's football and media. I think you're definitely a pioneer in that, Pippa. Oh, I think a lot of people.
Appreciate that.
You know, not I'm not going to say followed, but you're originator, you know, of doing it. And we've from the time of recording, it's the day after deadline day. We're not going to talk about Arsenal business and all that rubbish. This is not what this podcast is about. We've spoken about it enough. But I want to ask you, Robbie and Pippa, how has it been for you just doing shows throughout the transfer deadline time? So obviously, starting with Robbie, you did transfer daily every morning. Now that's done.
Dedication.
You can get your sleep back.
Oh, no, it's a marathon. Transfer deadline day. Transfer daily this year was really difficult as well because the Euros were on at the same time.
Yep.
So what you find sometimes when the Euro, when you've got a big tournament on at the same time as sort of transfer news, you can have days where there's not lots of things going on, you know?
Yeah.
And you still got to come up with a show. And obviously, you know, that means that you've got to do way more research than you may normally would have to do on an ordinary day where there'd be a lot more rumours. So. Yeah. It was a lot more tougher to do earlier on. And then, you know what? It then became quite a busy time for Arsenal because they did actually make a lot of signings.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing transfer dailies before where we signed Peter Cech and that was it. Because it was only one signing, I called him Peter. And then he went and left. And then yesterday, deadline day was really busy. You know? Yeah. I mean, we were doing all the updates throughout the day and then also over on my other channel, the Don Robbie channel, we did like a live stream for about 3 hours.
Jeez.
Last night as well. So it was really, really busy. I felt really tired this morning when I woke up, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
The work don't stop,
but yeah, I always enjoy the transfer period anyway.
Do you feel like it's a service that you're giving to people? Because I always ask you, there's not like a day you wake up and think, you know what? I forget it this morning. Yeah. Like, do you feel like you can't?
There's many a day that I wake up. But you're right. It's a service. So I remember when I started doing Transfer Daily, like when we first started doing the channel, and I remember it was like I was chatting to Tal, who is my partner, and I was saying to Tal, I was going, you know what? What are we going to do in the summer? Because obviously you've got loads of games going on. And it's like, actually, there's always transfer news.
Yeah.
So I go, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do like a transfer show once a week. And then I did it the first day and then it was really well received. And then the next day when I woke up, there was more transfer news and I did it again. And then afterwards, I just said to him, you know, I'm going to do it every day.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it daily. And then it's just become a thing. And I mean, I remember when I first started doing it, we were the only ones doing it.
Well, now
everyone's doing it. You know what I mean? But yeah, 7 days a week.
Sundays, so every day, what, Saturday and Sunday?
7 days a week, you know what I mean?
Bank
holidays, it don't matter, bro. People want the news. And the thing is about it is like, it's the weekend sometimes at the hardest for me because my son plays football. And he, like, at the weekend gone, he was playing in a place called Rugby. And I had to be there at 8:30 in the morning. So I had to wake up and do transfer. Actually, that day I had to wake and do transfer daily about 5 in the morning.
Jeez.
And the day before that, I did it about 5 in the morning as well because I had to wake up and go to Manchester for the Man City game. So,
oh, blimey.
Yeah, so, you know, but it's all good, man. I mean, if you enjoy doing something, it's never a chore, you know. So, I'm glad it's over now. And I can get a bit of sleep, get the sleep patterns back, man. Yeah, because it does, you know, I'm always... And plus as well, what you find is you're always constantly checking transfers. Mm. Even the night before, throughout the day, that you just, I'm always on my phone.
Yeah, same.
Checking ins and outs and rumours and, you know what I mean? So now I can relax from that.
Yeah, because there's a misconception of people that think we just turn up and put on a camera and you just record.
It's
like,
there's a lot of work
that goes into it. I think people don't understand. You get up at 4 or 5 a.m.
If you're gonna do good shows, you've got to do your research.
Mm.
You know, you've got to do your research. You've got to delve into it. So no, you don't just turn up and turn on a camera. You've got to do your research. If you don't do your research, it'd be a poor show, you know? So, a lot of research goes into it.
Mm, and talking about transfers as well, Pippa, you've made a lot of appearances on Sky.
Oh, right, that's like a lot now, doesn't it?
It's loads, would you? First it was BT, now I'm seeing you on Sky every morning. How's that been?
Do you know what? It's been good. Obviously, it's nice to like participate in the transfer show. Mm. I'm just hoping I get the call up to go back, like go in the studio next time. Because I know like COVID times, everyone's doing things remotely, but more and more things are easing up. But it's just nice that they welcome me on there to talk all things Arsenal. Hopefully they'll get me to talk about more stuff. It's not just Arsenal, it's loads of like, I want to talk about Ronaldo. I want to talk about, you know, whoever else came of England. Like there's loads of other...
Did they let you speak about those other signings or was it more, was it all just solely Arsenal?
Arsenal, yeah. Mm. And I remember yesterday, especially on deadline day, there was so much happening, like the return of Ronaldo. And then he went to talk to me about Maitland-Niles. Like, no disrespect to Maitland-Niles. It's just a bit like...
I remember watching. I remember you saying like, we're just coming off the back of that news. I mean, like,
we're not really talking about massive news here, but it's all news for Arsenal fans is big news at the end of the day because you want to know what's going on with your club. And to give me that platform is always great. So every time they message me saying they want me on, I just feel like privileged. So it's good.
Yeah. Do you think it was? Do you think it's been a long time coming, Pippa, or not? Because I feel like you have been doing this media, sports media for a long time, and like the BT's obviously called you last year. You had your own show on that, this numbers game, and then now Sky Sports have seen the transfer show. Long time coming, or you feel, do you know what, I'm on the right path, it's probably
people say that to me all the time, like even years ago, people were like, you should be doing more, you should be on TV, but I never rush things, like I just do what I'm capable of, I basically just do me, I don't like to force things or nothing like that, so when I'm approached to do these jobs, I don't feel like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that, I feel like, okay, I'll do it because you've approached me for a reason, and I've been doing my own thing anyway, and I'm not like begging you to do something, it's like we've collaborated.
There's a reason
why you want to work with me.
And you're very honest. I see you. You're always honest about what you want to say. You're never doing the commercial thing or let me say things to please the club. You're just very much, no, this is my opinion, which I've got to give you respect for as well. So I big up for that as well. Yeah. All right, enough of gassing everyone up. Welcome. Get comfy. So this podcast today, I put out on social media, on Instagram, on the AFTV account. I asked the people, what myths do you want answered? Right. Obviously, people got to ask what questions they want to know about. There were some silly people. Obviously, you're gonna get it. But there was a lot of myths that I think are fair that need to be answered. I'm gonna start with. I've got their names in this as well because I saved their names as well. So you're gonna hear a lot. I'm gonna start with Wesley Arts. You have to pay to go on AFTV. Now you both can answer this. Do you have to pay to go on AFTV, Robbie? Starting with you.
Who am I paying?
I wish you had to pay to go. I'd be all right, wouldn't I? No, of course you don't have to pay to come on AFTV. AFTV, the whole point of it is to give fans a chance to have their say, and that's what we do. We give fans a chance. I think more than ever now because we're giving the fans a chance to have their say at the ground. We give fans a chance to have their say by sending in comments on live videos. Mm-hmm. We give fans a chance to have their say by sending in videos after the game.
Yep.
Now, voice notes.
Yep.
So more than ever, we're giving fans a chance to have their say. And I think more than any other platform.
I agree.
I sometimes hear one of the myths, I'm going to say this even before you might even say it, ask it, I don't know. I don't know what the questions you've got are. But one of the myths is that, well, it's the same people actually, you know what? We give more people a chance to have their say than anybody else. Because you'll have certain websites and that, and it's just a couple of people on there having their say.
Yeah.
Right? And no one else.
Yeah.
But we give so many people a chance to have their say. And, you know, that's what we're all about.
Yeah,
No, you don't have to pay to come on AFTV.
I appreciate
it. Pay if you want to.
Yeah, you spoke about
we'll that. Give it to charity.
You said it there, Rob. You said about voice notes. We do videos after the game. Yeah. Obviously, I go out every week, go to the Emirates, speak to fans, ask the fans. There's Twitter spaces. We do an Instagram live where we get fans on.
Yeah.
There is constant.
Every platform,
there's involvement from fans all over the world.
The people from YouTube, they say to me that we've got one of the most interactive platforms there are.
Really?
Right.
That's mad.
On YouTube, right? So there you have it. So, you know, people get a chance to have their say and to talk about the club that they love.
Mm. So it's not just the favours that go on that everyone keeps saying, oh, you use the same people. That's false.
Listen, you've got,
that's
a myth. Then people
always want to come and find you after the game. It's not like you're going to say, no, you can't talk to me today.
Yeah.
You've got people that come on and have become regulars over the years. And, you know... And that's great because they're people that people want to hear from those people as well.
Mm.
So you've got that. But listen, this is a platform for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Facts. So Pippa, so we can confirm you've never paid to be on AFTV as well. So that is a myth, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. That's been answered for you all. I've got one here. Cameron asks, Ty and Pippa annoy Robbie. Is that true?
That we annoy Robbie? Yeah. I probably do. I know Ty definitely does.
Ty's in the building. Pippa doesn't annoy me.
No?
Pippa doesn't annoy me. Ty, definitely.
That's not even a myth, bro.
He annoys everybody. We know that already, but we love him.
We love Ty,
but you know, the beauty of this thing is different opinions.
Right.
Different characters, different personalities.
Opinions, different characters, but we've got one common denominator. We all support Arsenal.
Yeah.
And that's our love, right? But, you know, I can watch a game and my man of the match is different to Pippa's man of the match.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the beauty of football. As long as people can, you know, argue their opinions in a respectful way.
Yeah,
it's great.
That's what makes the channel so amazing. Yeah. It's different opinions, different voices, and again, it clears up the myth that we just spoke about before this. James asks, are the cameramen Arsenal fans? And give a shout out to them.
They are.
Yes, they are.
We got Josh and Brent. Yeah, Josh
big Arsenal fans.
Passionate.
Yeah.
One's even done a fan cam before.
Yeah, George. When things get really bad,
he's like, right, let me get on there because I need to vent.
Yeah, they're Arsenal fans.
We've got Arsenal fans in the building, everyone. The people that thought was a myth. There you go. That's their answer for you as well. Les asks, did Pippa and Robbie think AFTV would be this big?
You know what? I didn't. No disrespect to your brand. I didn't. I don't know. I didn't know what to think of it.
No, you guys heard me earlier. I was doing an interview for a TV station in South Africa. And they're like the number one TV station in South Africa. Radio station, sorry, in South Africa. Even them things I didn't expect.
Yeah.
As I said to them in that interview, I backed myself for it to do well.
Yeah, yeah.
But never in a million years did I think it would be as huge as it is. Mm. You know, over a billion views. Mm. You know,
1.3 million subscribers.
It's insane numbers, subscribers
on YouTube. Facebook. Over a million subscribers on Facebook. Closing in on a million on Instagram. Like, and then like, you can't go nowhere without people recognizing you. And some of the incredible things that we've done and the journeys we've been on. It's been amazing.
I just didn't know how people would receive it because when you first started on YouTube back then, there was nothing like it on YouTube at all. Yeah. It was the first of its kind, really, that I saw anyway.
Pioneers.
So you just don't know how it would be received and where it would grow to because on YouTube, you just see
and a lot of people,
cat videos, dance routines, cooking videos.
Yeah,
like,
A lot of people at that time told us that it's not going to work and said to us that, you know, if you don't have the highlights from the games, it won't work. It's just not going to work. So the pleasing thing for me is to see the fact that it has worked, to see YouTube like constantly sort of holding us up as an example of how you can make content, you know, because remember, everything we do is original content.
Facts.
You know, people nick our content. We don't nick content of people, you know what I mean? So it's original.
No, he's speaking facts.
It's original content. So to come for a place where people are saying to you, nah, it ain't really going to work, and to see it work, there's been a lot of challenges along the way. It's been amazing. It's really, really been pleasing for me to see that journey, you know?
Okay, yeah, off the back of that, I did ask this to Lee and Ty. This is the topic. Last episode was about watch-alongs.
Mm-hmm.
When you first got the call from Robbie, or he gave you the idea that he's going to do watch-alongs, what was your thoughts? Because to me, I still find it, I still can't get my head around how big they are. Like the last one got like close to a million views.
Yeah.
In our last game. So what was your thoughts when Robbie was like, we're going to do watch alongs?
I thought it was one of the best ideas.
Because
I used to do something similar, but not live. So this is like a whole new world. So me and my son used to do match reactions all the time from home, like Gogglebox type thing.
Yeah.
Reacting to games. And it used to get like good reception. Maybe it's because he's young and knows football. I don't know. Mm. It wasn't because of me. Mm-hmm. So when Robbie said he was doing live watch alongs, I was like, this is so different. But like, I love watching stuff like that, like Gogglebox. Where you react to something that everyone's watching and everyone's in the same room. So I thought it'd be a really good idea. I always thought it was a good idea.
To be honest, I've never really watched Gogglebox.
You know, I love that show.
I've seen it, but I've never sat down and watched Gogglebox. So somebody was saying to me the other day, it's a bit like Gogglebox, your thing.
That's what I got told by people. Everyone was like, it's like Gogglebox.
I go, I'll have to watch it because I've never actually watched it. It's just literally when lockdown came about, obviously my thoughts was just like, wow, well, we can't go to games now.
Mm. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
Are these all your ideas, Robbie? I want to ask you that because yeah, I know because yeah. Like, everything he has you know? Is everything yeah. you touch, and I'm not going to give you the I want to big you up too much. Everything you touch turns to gold, really.
And it always sounds like such a simple idea.
Yeah.
He's come with me with ideas in the past, and I'm just like, that sounds so basic. Is that even going to work?
But yeah, I do like simple ideas. And I just sort of thought to myself, like, oh, you know what? We're not going to be able to go to the games. Mm. Let me have a look at the rules around this COVID thing. Mm. Right, so it was like you can go to work,
yeah,
but you've got to be socially distanced. So I'm like, well, how could we watch the game together, right, using some of the influencers in a space that's not going to put them at risk?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's when I just sort of swung into action and said, right, we'll set up this sort of socially distanced space, right, we'll be 2 meters apart. Where everybody comes in to watch the game is going to be like, you know, we take the temperatures and stuff like that and do all the COVID safe stuff. And then, yeah, let's just watch the game together if we can. And then it was as simple as that.
It's mad.
Just like started doing the games. And honestly, I didn't think they'd be as popular as they were.
Yeah, it wasn't like an elaborate studio. It was in Dover Street. Like it was just a white wall chairs.
Yeah.
To what it is now anyway.
It was just about doing something.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just gone. It's bizarre. You know, until now we're back at games and we've still kept it.
And
it's an integral part of what we do. And everybody who's on them really enjoys them. And one of the pleasing things for me was that, you know, people were saying to me who were part of it that it really helped them in the lockdown.
Mm.
Because, you know, I remember when I got COVID and I was at home and I was watching a game and I really missed coming in. But a watch along, like, you don't really realise it at the time because you're part of it.
Yeah.
But when I was at home, I was like, I was watching the game, I was on my own. I was like, it's not the same, man. Just watching it, you know?
Yeah, it's like a family.
I actually want to hear Ty in my ears.
Where's the card?
I mean, when the game's going on, I'm like, yo, can I get rid of this guy, man, so I can concentrate on the game? But when I was there at home watching it, I was like, actually, I'd love to have Ty watching the game with me. It's great to watch it with fellow fans.
It is.
And I'm glad that it's been really, really popular.
Mm.
And I just feel sometimes the simplest ideas, especially when it comes to football, they're the most effective ones.
Yeah.
Because we're at the end of the day, we're here to watch our team play.
Yeah. Exactly, you
meet new people, like with the watch-alongs as well. Even though I've seen these faces for so many years at games and at the grounds, I never really knew people.
Yeah.
Like I've known Ty for 8 years, but I didn't know him.
Yeah.
Like Lee, yeah. D, everyone. I didn't know him personally.
Yeah. So no, it's like a family.
Yeah, so like
and
seeing them in
well,
match day.
I think it allowed people to get to know certain people. So you've got to know somebody like Ty.
Yeah.
You know? People will be saying to me, is Ty, you know, really when we interview him outside games, like, is he really like that?
Yeah.
Ty is the most passionate, craziest Arsenal fan you're ever going to meet.
One of a kind.
He is.
By watching those watch-alongs, you've got to know him and you've got to see that he's that's how he
that's
is.
That's how he is, yeah. There's no acting, there's no fakery, there's nothing.
That's how he is.
Ty, that is Ty.
You know, and he's one of the, you know, he's, I love the guy. And I mean, and, you know, I saw some fan the other day and he goes, he's not a real Arsenal fan, Robbie. I said, listen, that guy goes every Arsenal game, home and away. He goes to watch the under-23s.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to watch the women play.
Home and away.
Right? So I said, if that ain't a real Arsenal fan, there's no hope for any of us.
Yeah. Facts.
There's no hope.
I see him in a...
Facts.
Yeah, you may not agree with his opinion.
Yeah.
Right? Say that.
Yeah.
But never, ever say that guy's not a real... Because if he ain't a real Arsenal fan...
Then who is?
There ain't none.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I was in Liverpool and I was covering the women's Arsenal game, Liverpool v Arsenal.
Yeah.
And I don't really go to many women's away games. I always go to the home ones.
Okay, yeah.
So I didn't know what the away crowd would be like for a women's game. Of course, Ty was there. And it was his birthday.
Oh, wow.
It was his birthday.
You have to respect it. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of fans. I saw, obviously, I got all the questions and I've set them up. So a lot of them were saying AFTV is an embarrassment or people on there embarrass us as a fan base. But how can you be embarrassed with someone that, like you just said there, goes to every form of football
listen,
match?
You know... This thing about embarrassment and stuff like that, you know, what do we do then? Let's just shut off all social media. Because if we weren't here, then
someone else will.
I'll give you an example, right? I was at a game against Man City on the weekend.
Yeah.
Right? And as soon as I got into the game, it's me and James, and I stood up. We stood up there, and there's a guy behind me, and he tapped me and he said, "Hope you're going to be positive today." you're going to be positive about
of a 5-0 defeat,
right? And I said to my guy, bro, I'm not. What do you think I am? Do you think I'm some sort of? I'm here to see my team win. He goes, oh, okay, all right. Game starts going on. Obviously, we're getting battered. This guy behind me is
probably
absolutely
cursing the worst.
Losing it.
Yeah, it's always
he's
them ones.
Losing it.
Serious,
right?
For real.
Right, he's absolutely losing it with everything. You know what I mean? Arteta out, this player, get rid of him. He's
the cheek of it.
I turn around to him at half time. I said, hey, you complaining about me? He goes, oh, you know what? I take it all back, mate.
Yeah, they're all the same.
I take it all back.
So how annoying that is.
He goes, we're just all football fans, and it's the frustration. But you see, that's it. We are a platform that follows Arsenal, right? And if Arsenal are having a terrible time like they are at the moment, it's going to be reflected in the content because, you know, you can't get somebody to talk positively about a 5-0 defeat.
Yeah. It's impossible.
Against
Manchester
almost
City. Impossible.
It is.
And then you're in a no-win situation because you might get somebody like a Thai who might try and put a positive spin on it and people say he's embarrassing.
Yeah,
because why is he saying that? And then you might get someone else now who moans about it and someone else will be, he's an embarrassing.
Well,
and then those
negative,
same people who say they're embarrassing for moaning about it will go on Twitter and
I was
the stuff
just
that
say
they
that.
Were right,
oh my gosh.
The stuff that they were right is to be 10 times worse than anything that these
I got a few DMs the other day saying, oh, AFTV is so negative. You don't need to get behind the team. Half of those people who DM me, I checked their Twitter pages and the amount of nonsense and horrible things they were
horrible,
tweeting about Arsenal and players.
Stuff.
I was like,
you know,
wait, who's negative here?
Yeah, so you know what? You have to learn to just ignore it.
Yeah.
Because it becomes ridiculous when some of the things that people come out and say, you just say to yourself, you know, if there's no pleasing some people, you know, you don't have to watch it.
It must be annoying though for both of you. Like you said, but
you know what? What do you do? You know what I mean? I suppose they want
you to react really in a bad way in front of them for me to
nothing
try
you can
and
do,
tear
you know
down.
I mean? You know, you,
they
you,
end up embarrassing themselves because they will.
I think they're an embarrassment. I think they're some of those people.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
because they will say that you're abusive, but then they'll DM you abusive stuff.
To me, I want my team to win. I go to football games. I want my team to win. I've been supporting Arsenal for over 40 years.
Mm.
I had a season ticket at Highbury. I see there'll be fans. I don't even call these guys fans, but they're so full of hate that they've printed stickers with a picture of me and a Luton top on and things like that and are sticking it up in toilets.
That was one of the myths. Is Robbie a Luton
fan?
Sticking it up in
toilets. What is going on?
There's sticking it up in toilets. They even had a picture of the one that I saw with a picture of Heavy D on it.
I see that's
obviously
disrespect.
You passed away.
Yeah.
It's just so disrespectful.
God rest his soul.
Right. And I just look on these things and I say, do you know what? I can't even be bothered to waste my time with
and
people
that
like
is
this.
What you label toxic.
Right? Because you know, I've been going to games. You know what I mean? I was at the Champions League final when Arsenal were there, right? In near tears with my brother, right? Following this club.
Heartbroken.
We've been up and down the country following this club long before AFTV.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear people chatting, you get some guy come up to you, he's like, you know, half your age, and he's going, yeah, you're a Luton fan.
I just say
to myself, you know what?
I had to stick it on one kid the other day.
Do I really have time to waste with foolishness? My dad always used to say to me, you know, If you waste your time with foolishness, you're a fool.
Yeah, it's true.
Big.
I need to learn to stop.
I'm more focused on this team trying to do something.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
It's true.
Boy, we're podding now. We're podding now. One of the biggest myths, I think I'm just going to get this cleared up because it's ridiculous.
I can assume what this is.
Yeah, Hugh says, AFTV get more revenue when Arsenal lose. Myth or no? Myth or true? So, yeah, when we lose, people keep saying. But I know.
Yeah. So, again, AFTV doesn't just turn on when we lose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you said right at the start of the show, I've been doing transfer daily right throughout the summer. There's been no wins or losses. Yeah. We're doing shows. We do shows every evening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to be doing a show later. We've got the great Chris Hutton in the place. We're going to be doing a show with him later. Mm-hmm. Right? We do shows, right? Mm. We follow Arsenal, right? If Arsenal win, we're there. If Arsenal lose, they're there, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes if you have a bad loss, you have a lot of focus on that. At the moment, there's a lot of focus on Arsenal because we've been losing a lot of games.
Yeah,
so we have a lot of focus. But equally, if you have a big win, if you beat Chelsea, if we'd have beaten Chelsea, if we'd have beaten Man City,
the
views are the same.
Yeah.
Where I think you sometimes would get more views than you wouldn't ordinarily get is like, say, if the other day we beat West Brom 6-0, if we'd have lost to West Brom, probably we'd have got more views than beating them 6-0 because it's an unexpected result. But let me just say this, yeah? It's the same for every media platform. Mm-hmm. It's the same for every website. Mm-hmm. It's the same for every TV station. Mm-hmm. It's the same for absolutely everybody. I've seen some websites have a go at us for the same thing. And I'm like, hold on a minute.
That they're doing.
You use the same AdSense that we use. Exact same way in which we get our revenue. You get your revenue platform. In the same way. So what are you going to do? Are you going to turn off your revenue when you lose?
No.
Which they won't do.
No.
So there's a lot of hypocrisy that goes
and
on.
And jealousy. A lot of jealousy, like, I think, Robbie, as well.
The end of to cut a long story short, we are there every game.
Win, lose,
every
or draw.
Every game, win, lose, or draw.
And not even on match days. Every day of the week, there's content.
Every day of the week, there's content. Yeah, facts,
right?
Facts.
And, you know, and people forget as well, we've got studios to pay for, we've got staff to pay for, mm-hmm. we've got tickets to pay for. We never get tickets for free.
Yeah.
We buy our own tickets. We pay for our own travel. We do everything ourselves.
Oh, facts.
So, you know, so I think, you know, I think it's kind of almost...
It's a small-minded, you know, myth.
I get why people will ask the question, but again, it's one of these things that gets spun.
A lot.
It's a bit disrespectful in a way because, you know, you don't go up to... You know, you don't go and ask Arsenal the same question. You don't go and ask BBC or, you know,
Sky,
and you don't go and ask any of those websites.
Radio stations, sports, anything.
They all monetize and get revenue when you know, teams are failing.
We're there, whatever.
Yeah.
We're there, whatever. And that's my answer to that.
And I wanted to say as well on that, the FA Cup win is the most viewed watch along, 1.3 million views. So that's what people need to remember. There's when we win, we also get a load of views. So let's move on from that.
Where you do the best on this platform, for us, where we do the best is big wins.
Yeah.
Mm. If we go and smash Tottenham,
views.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And it's not just huge on... This is the other thing as well. It's not just huge on the day. It's huge for days going onwards.
Forever. It's part of history.
Right? Yeah. So that's where you want to be. Those are the results that you want to be getting.
Yeah.
You know, on a constant basis is winning.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, you'd rather be, instead of sitting at the bottom of the league, you'd rather be winning Champions League trophies. I imagine.
Oh, gosh. You know, what do we want? Again, this is another thing to make that myth look ridiculous, right? What do we want? Do we want then to be finish eighth out of Europe so we've got no content to do around Europe?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be in the top four or win the league so that you're then playing PSG?
Yeah.
You know, with Messi.
I would love that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Plane ticket right now.
All of us.
But as well as the plane tickets, the whole world is focused on that because Arsenal are going to play PSG with Messi and Mbappe, and we haven't got that.
We would love that to do.
Do you think I'd rather, that or lose at West Brom? Come on, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
It really is. It's foolishness sometimes, this whole thing.
It is. Well, thank you for clearing that one up. The next one, this is more for Pippa, and it's from Cheyenne Arts. How did Pippa get into AFTV? And I kind of want to know how you two first met as well. Like, when did you first bump into each other and say, how did I get involved? Do you remember? Do you even remember?
I don't even remember. Because before I messaged you, I went to quite a few home games, but I remember it was an Everton game at home. I was with my friend and you wanted to interview me. And I was just thinking, I've always been camera shy, believe it or not. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, you remember?
No, but I'm now.
Yeah, I was
now
not
that
on
you're
it.
Telling me I'm getting vexed.
I was just like, I was like, I don't want to talk to anyone. He gave me a little a card, Arsenal Fan TV card, and I was just like, what is this, man?
Yeah, that was back in the day.
Yeah, cards, yeah.
Yeah, like, we used to give out cards.
He was like,
I used to give out cards to try and promote the team.
Yeah,
you know?
He was like, any game you're going to talk, come find us after the game.
I respond.
So, yeah, I remember, wow, that's
way back to then. At this time, cards. I think I was at uni, I must have been, and I was doing my stuff at uni. I had a football blog, and people used to always tell me to get into YouTube. And like I said, there weren't no football content on YouTube. I didn't know what to do. And I remember meeting him. And I remember I had his business cards. I thought, well, let me just drop this Robbie guy email.
Yeah.
And say, like, is there any way I can get involved? Because I do football and I talk a lot about it. I'm a big fan. I'm always at the Emirates. Is there any way I can get involved? And he responded. That's how I met him, through email.
Wow. And I responded. I remember I responded and I said, can you send me a video?
Oh, yeah.
And you sent me a video and you was like in a Sky Sports
studio.
True.
Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, this guy. Yeah.
No, no, no. Do you know, I think they still got it at O2. Remember they got this like Sky Sports?
Oh, yeah, the booths. Yeah.
So it's a fake thing then?
Yeah, well, I'm not really at Sky Sports.
Hustle, I like it.
Oh, yeah,
I make it till you make it.
It was actually good though. I remember the people that were in that thing, they were like, oh, that's amazing. Do you actually like do whatever, like presenting? And I was like, no. I was like, should I? I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh. So that's why I made sure I saved that video. And when he asked for a video, I was like, I don't have no damn videos. And I remembered I had that. So I sent him the Sky Sports one. I was talking about the cricket and also F1.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw it and I was like, actually, she's like really good. She's really good. And I was like, yeah, let's do some stuff with her. So
it's just
from there, man.
And it was funny because then when he invited me to do stuff, I was still camera shy. Like I did a few bits, like at the Emirates Cup. And obviously I did stuff pre-match with the fans. Mm. But I used to get so nervous.
Serious?
Yeah.
Now look at you. You're killing it now though, Pips. You know, you come a long way. Yeah. You come a long way. Another myth, Dara asks, are Ty, Pippa and Robbie related?
I never get Ty, but I get Robbie all the time.
I didn't write them.
I didn't know any of them before.
No. Before this.
TV, no.
Okay.
So the answer's no.
No. Okay. Charlie asks, is it fair to say Robbie birthed a lot of sports personalities we see currently on TV?
I would say so.
And on a YouTube, I'm going to put that too as well.
I would say so.
I would say so as well. Because I think that's really fair. Well,
no if that's the case, I'm really happy about that. You know what I mean? It's good.
Yeah. I think, you know, Robbie, you're being very hot. He's being humble. I don't know why he's doing the humble thing. You know what I mean?
No, but you can't. I don't know. I mean, I think we have had an influence on it. You know what I mean? I mean, even looking at Sky yesterday when they were doing their transfer stuff and to see guys like Harry Patino.
Harry Patino. Harry Patino, yeah. You're right, though.
No, so you're not thinking of the player plays for Arsenal, innit? Charlie Patino.
Harry Patino. Obviously, Flex.
He's doing a great
Flex
job.
Flex on there. Yeah. Pippa's been on there.
You know what I mean? Anita, she's on.
She does the news.
So I'm really happy to see that.
I'm really happy to see that.
You know what I mean? Because it's good to see that now these people are getting a chance. They should have had a chance in the first place anyway.
That's true.
You know,
but, that's true.
I guess by coming on these platforms,
you showcase them and give them a chance.
People get to see how good they. You know, somebody like Pippa. I mean, she's so good. She should have been on doing something ages ago.
Thanks, guys.
You know, I think some of these media companies have been very slow off the mark when it comes to these things. But to be fair, now they are picking up on it. But we can also do it ourselves on our own platforms. Yeah. That's the thing. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of what we do. You don't have to go on to BT or Sky or Talk Sport or that, you know what I mean? You don't have to, you can do it yourself.
And
get more views as well. So cool. If you do it properly,
speak up, Robbie. There's a myth here that says John asks, Pippa doesn't want to support Arsenal anymore.
No, that's a lie. I will always, they just stress me out.
A wise move,
it's
not me, moment.
It's my child, mate, not me.
Okay.
You got your child trying to switch.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you're trying to switch.
But like, obviously his teammates trying to persuade him.
My nephew's trying to get to Man City. Yeah, but I'm like,
if you told me this 10 years ago that kids are going to start putting Man City London, I'd think no chance.
It's actually crazy. It's glory hunter effect.
My cousin in Jamaica switched to, you know, over there, they're just glorying.
They are.
I'm a root still. But you like ring over there. Like, yeah, Robbie, Man City with them. With
that's no, what I'm saying.
Man City with our fella. Are we a Chelsea man? What are you talking about? You're an Arsenal fan. Nah, man, we're done with Arsenal.
Little kids come training their Man City kits, I'm thinking, what?
Yeah, I know. It's mad,
I just don't expect it to see all these little sky blue kits around.
True, man. It's crazy. It's actually crazy how the generations.
You know, like my son the other day asked me about PSG.
You can allow that one.
Yeah, I said, you can have PSG as your second team. Yeah. But it's Arsenal or you leave the house.
Oh, right. Your son's young, you know.
Yeah, listen, I'm not that harsh. Still sleep on road if you don't support Arsenal. What are you about, man? This is my house is an Arsenal household.
Do you know why my son's tied to Arsenal now? Because it's coming out my pockets. He's got a season ticket. I was ahead of the curve. Do you understand? When he was 1 year old, I applied for that waiting list. because I wanted him to come games with me from the jump. Because I never had no one to really go games with. It was always just me by myself.
I'd love to bring my son to more games.
Because
I'm always working, man. It's really difficult. Yeah, you know it's hard. But I'm definitely going to try and get him to more games this year.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see us at some
games.
He
loves Arsenal.
But it's hard for you. Like you said, it's hard for you. Must be difficult.
Even with me, like I'm seeing the fixtures and more time it clashes with his match on a Sunday or training on a Saturday. So it's hard.
My son plays so much football as well.
Yeah. That was kind of my difficulty actually when I was young was playing to be able to watch the games.
Yeah,
I had
hard.
Matches and was in academies. Randy Arts, Pippa is close to leaving AFTV due to a big TV deal.
Wow, who said that?
Is this a myth? Is it a truth?
I mean, I don't know about that.
It's a big deal then,
I would love to know.
We've done an NDA.
there's no big deals coming yet.
They're coming, man. I think they're coming for it, man. I think Pippa's brilliant.
Same, I agree.
On that show you did for BT, it was seamless.
I love that, yeah.
And I think, you know, the opportunities are out there for you.
Yeah.
You know, so
definitely should have been sooner, but now it's here. It should be should be gone very soon, but I'll be sad.
The thing is that it's what I like about like say Pippa, right, is that, you know, I don't even view Pippa as a female fan.
No.
I just view Pippa as an Arsenal fan, because her football knowledge is so good.
Yeah.
Because when you hear her talking about football,
it's just spot on.
There is no difference to any of us talking about, you know, there's this myth of, well, she knows she's a woman.
I still get that, by the way.
I can never get that, though. I think maybe when I first started going to football, women, well, I don't know, was it just because we didn't see many women
at
football?
No, but even me, when I first started going, you don't really see much.
Yeah, but women now, the women that are going to football now, their knowledge
is 10-10.
On point. Yeah, it is better. The most of the man them.
Yeah.
They know their stuff. They're football fans.
Because you probably wouldn't have noticed them before, but like myself and other women, they've been going to games for years. Yeah. You probably just didn't notice them in the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they know their stuff, man. Yeah. They do. I mean, they're football fans. I don't like this women.
No, I don't either.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
This fan and that fan and foreign fan. And they're fans.
Yeah, yeah. Facts.
Everyone's a fan.
We all love the game.
Mm.
Yeah, I've been abroad and I've met fans and their knowledge. They're telling me things.
You'd think they were there.
Yeah, they're telling me things. I'm like, I forgot that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to change the subject. I don't even know where it's going.
Don't get embarrassed.
They're talking about substitutes that were hardly using.
Seriously. They know their football inside out. They are just as big Arsenal fans as we are.
Yeah, big
it's just that we've got the advantage of being able to go to the game.
I agree.
We live nearer.
Yeah.
You know? Otherwise, they'll be there
There's
as well.
People,
in the
it's
stadium.
Their dream. I remember when Philip. The guy that we met out in Singapore, and he came over to England. He said it was his dream. When we was in Singapore, he said it was a dream to come to a game.
That's mad.
And he travelled over to England. He didn't really have many, really worked out where he's going to stay yet
But he just went to
and
make
he came over to come. It's almost like a pilgrimage for him to come to Arsenal. And I remember when he went to the game, he was in tears. He broke down crying.
Wow.
When he saw the stadium and everything.
Dream come true, isn't it?
It's mad.
He broke down crying. He was in tears. I was like,
wow.
We normally break down crying for another reason.
Yeah,
because we know we're going to get 5 minutes. That's it.
Right?
So we break down crying.
Yeah, and you're crying just to be here.
It was unbelievable to see that. You know what I mean? So what are you going to say to that guy? He ain't a fan either.
Mm.
You know what I mean? These are the things that
people,
you know, I love to see stop. You know what I mean? We're all football fans. We're all Arsenal fans. You know, and you know, we're all passionate about our club. It's just that some of us are nearer.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can go.
Yeah. Stan Arts, has Arsenal ever approached AFTV or you, Pippa, for a collab? I think you do little bits of Arsenal.
Yeah, I've done quite a few bits, to be fair.
There's a big myth that Arsenal don't really want to work with us, but have they contacted me? I know they've worked with
they
you.
They send me kits and stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never had a kit off them.
I normally get them from Adidas. I used to get them from Adidas, but
yeah,
Arsenal sent me a kit this season.
I've never had nothing like that off them.
Sorry.
Yes, Arsenal, if you're listening, yeah.
I have done collabs with them. I used to be on their, what was it called? Football.
Oh, yeah. I know what show you're talking about. Arsenal Nation.
That's it. Yeah, I used to be on that.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Arsenal,
so you have done collabs. Okay. Yeah. So there you go. That's that myth cleared up. We're coming towards the end, but I've got some last few. Tay Arts, is it true Robbie had to bring sandwiches to the games in his early AFTV days because he didn't have the money?
True. 100%.
Serious.
100%. Back in the day, especially when we first started off, you know, I was working full time.
Yeah.
Obviously, you got to pay your mortgage. You've got kids. And then you go to games. parking's expensive. You bought the tickets, I'd be broke sometimes. Mm. So what I do is I bring sandwiches, like, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, because, you know, you
can't afford them hot dogs and all that.
Yeah, couldn't really afford to buy food, like, but not so much during the game, but like after the game. You know what I mean?
You've been there for hours, yeah.
You've been here for hours and you're doing videos afterwards and I just, you know.
That's mad.
Corned beef sandwich, I'm thinking.
Is that what you said? Do you prep the night before?
Prep it the night before, put
preparation
in everything.
Preparation is key.
And just have it, you know. Plus, in the car, you're eating it, no one's going to really see. Right, I wouldn't bring it to a game.
Yeah, yeah. How times have changed, though. But, I know you now. You know, sometimes but, you choose when you're like, I don't know what to eat today. Like,
but no, listen, seriously, man. Like, you know what I mean? And I remember parking far away from grounds because I didn't have the money to park.
I used to beg for lifts home, but I couldn't afford a train.
Yeah, I didn't have
that. That's why Claude used to
drive. Because we had to drive to games.
Serious?
Yeah, Claude used to drive.
Yeah, man, I used to be that broke. I couldn't afford the train home.
I had to. A lot of times I had to, you know, I'd have to, because we always got to drive because we'd be there hours after a game.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, you know, just petrol and parking sometimes, you know, because some parking is expensive. So yeah, that is very true.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
How did they even know that?
Yeah.
I think I said it before in an interview.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then, it's true.
Yeah, it's true. That's a myth. I didn't know that either. I thought that was someone just chatting rubbish. I just thought I'd throw that in there. I thought it was
corn
random.
Beef,
I think there might be some truth
to
it.
My struggle was different though. So I was just a student with poor money.
Yeah, that makes sense. But then I think people just see Robbie at times and think, you're in it for the money. You're so rich already. But like, not saying you're rich at all.
When we first started doing this thing, right, there was no money.
Right. That's what people forget
that. There was no money, right? There's nobody who's done it. It's a big gamble.
And it was back then, it was even a myth to make money from YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't even, you didn't even know you'd make money from YouTube back then.
I remember asking people who did YouTube, how do you make money? And no one would tell you.
Yeah.
It was like it was some sort of
secret society.
How comes I'm asking me, you know, a couple of times I went to some events, I go, yeah, how do you, No.
When they were just brushing you off.
I ain't making nothing. How do you? And they wouldn't tell you.
Bad man.
They wouldn't tell you. That's why I always promised myself. I said, when it comes to me, when people ask me those things, I will tell them.
Mm.
I will show them how to do a YouTube, you know, with a lot of the guys and that. I'll show them how to do it.
Yeah.
I'll help them. I'll give them best practices and stuff like that. Because I remember back in the day, no one wanted to tell you nothing. It's like some closed shop or something. What's up with these people? You know? But yeah, and it was a struggle at first.
Mm.
But I'm glad that we've done that struggle because it makes you stronger in what you're doing. You set a foundation.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It weren't all handed to you.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember the first video we did, we got 100 views. Me and Tara, like, high-fiving.
Yeah, that's a big milestone.
Yeah, 100 views.
I can't even think back to that video, time. See, big, see, for me, I know.
When we got 5,000 views, we did like a little party thing. Me, Tara.
Is it? Where did you do the party?
Bro. A little celebration,
Celebration, man, with Bus Us Shouts, and that was 5,000 subscribers.
Yeah. That's mad. And our look, 1.3 million.
5,000 subscribers, man. We're like, yeah, we
made it.
You know, we made it. You know, we made it. 5,000, man.
5,000.
Because remember, when we were doing this thing, man was telling us, yeah,
it's not going to kick off.
Yeah.
You get a couple hundred, man. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And then I remember, I'll tell you another milestone. I remember we hit 60,000
subscribers.
That's a lot. I remember,
I got tired. You didn't realise, right? The amount of people to subscribe to us who filled the Emirates.
Emirates Stadium.
So, wow. The Emirates, you know, and we get the drinks out. Bussing. Celebration again.
You must have celebrated a lot because there's a lot of milestones.
I remember we hit 100,000. I was in America. We was doing some content. Arsenal's on a tour in New York.
Yeah.
When we hit 100,000, I remember this celebration there, that was lit.
Mad.
That was, man.
You got to celebrate these things, man, because you know what I mean? They're big milestones. When you're doing it, you're thinking, well, how are we going to get that?
Yeah.
At the first, you're thinking, you know?
But that's it. That's why you're the Don. And that's why, you know, that's what I mean. That's why you're both as well pioneers. And I want to kind of wrap it, coming to a close of here of Inside AFTV episode 2, because I know you guys are both busy. Yeah. I don't want to keep you too long. But thank you. I know exactly that. So thank you everyone for listening. And if you're watching this on the clips, thank you for watching. And thank you for tuning into the second episode of Inside AFTV. Thank you to my guests for joining me. Yeah, we'll see you next time on Inside AFTV.
Inside.
Inside.